This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Today on CityCast Houston, it's crawfish season here in H-Town, but the excitement of hanging out with friends, enjoying delicious crawfish, and that beautiful weather has been dampened due to shortages and high cost. Chef Corey Nguyen from Crawfish and Noodles in the Heights joins me today to explain why crawfish is so damn expensive, how his restaurant is adjusting to the high cost of crawfish, and how it's impacting the bottom line. It's Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Corey, welcome into CityCast Houston. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for the invite. We really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Big fan of the business, big fan of everything y'all are doing. And before we start, look, as a chef, as somebody that's grown up around such great food and specifically crawfish, I need to ask you an important question, okay, before we dive into the important conversation. Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
When you're eating crawfish, do you suck the head?
Of course. That's mandatory.
It has. You have to do it. People who don't do it, I don't trust them.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, to be honest.
That's where all the flavor is. I have to ask every guest that is in the crawfish game about that. And look, if you're not doing it, that's on you. So, Corey, the reason I have you on today is to talk about these crawfish prices jumping up. And every year we kind of see it, right? It'll go up a little bit, but they usually come back down. This is really wild how high the crawfish prices have gotten, but it's not just a current market thing, right? This goes back to last year because of the drought, because of what Louisiana went through.
Correct.
There's just not enough crawfish, and that's been also a big problem.
It's been a big problem. So usually the best way to indicate it is you really want a winter. And so we'll go back starting about, I would say, October, November, December. When those months hit, you really want to be consistent cold. You don't want it to be freezing cold. You just want to be consistent cold. And you definitely don't want to drought. Okay. So we'll start with that. And then when January hits, that's usually when you want it to start getting hotter again. So that way the crawfish can resurface. And that's when we can start kind of watching the population and getting crawfish in. The big problem with the drought and the extended freeze is pretty much it. We didn't give it enough time for the crawfish to essentially grow and repopulate properly. So we usually starting season about February. That's probably when we're getting crawfish. And then March hits, which is right now, the size should be much, much better. Now I would only say it's about half the size. Mm. And then that kind of goes into supply and demand, right? I mean, we're Louisiana and Texas, you know, we're known for crawfish, right? Everybody wants crawfish during these months.
Have you had a tough time just procuring crawfish right now amidst the shortage, or have your suppliers been good? Yeah.
Oh, yes. So thankfully, we're in hospitality, so we're in a business with relationship with people. So we've worked with our vendors for over a decade now. So they always make sure to try to take care of us. That being said, usually during February, one of my vendors, he'll get somewhere between 200 to 300 sacks every time he goes. This year alone, he only had 20 sack in one trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's down that much.
It was down that much, correct, yes.
So Corey, help our listeners understand, right, the economics of crawfish. How much do you get it for? What goes into it? How much do you end up selling it?
Sure. Okay. So I can't give real numbers just because of a lot of our ingredients. There are a lot of variables in it, but we'll use one of my previous invoices a month ago, right? Last month, there was a shortage of crawfish one day, and then the next day, I only managed to procure 100 pounds of crawfish. Out of the 100 pounds, every single pound cost me $10. That's my cost. Out of that 100 pounds, we have a dead count of 20%, which is kind of high, but it's kind of normal at the same time too. So out of the 100 pounds, that's $1,000. And then the 20% dead is 200. So 1,000 minus 200 is 800.
Oh, wow. So you're getting rid of all that dead crawfish. And then from there, you're basically dividing that $1,000 in cost by the remaining 80 pounds you have left that you can actually use. Is that right?
Yeah. So that means my real cost per crawfish to sell is $12.50 a pound, because we have to eat that cost and add it onto the live one to sell. So now every pound of crawfish we sell to a guest, it actually costs us $12.50 a pound. That's not including all the labor. That's not including any of the seasonings or any of the basic amenities that's needed to cook, like water, gas, electricity, mm-hmm. the high grade butter we use, the seasonings we use. So it adds up really, really quickly. So realistically, we made no money on it whatsoever. We just used it as a loss leader for guests to enjoy it and then get other stuff on the side.
Wow, that is so crazy. What do you do as a restaurant then? Because this is what you're known for, but the prices are so high and you don't want to turn off customers by, you know, saying that crawfish is going to be $10.99, $11.99 a pound. What do you do?
If I'm being honest, we have to really spend a lot of time and energy into educating the guests to kind of explain to them what's going on in our process and how we do things. I feel as though people look at the price tag as a final number, not necessarily what goes in it. Our cost of our ingredients, especially, is very high. Our cost of our butter alone has gone up 4 times.
Since when?
The past 4 years.
Wow. And butter is such a big part of the Viet Cajun crawfish experience.
Correct. Yes. It's a huge part.
So when customers walk in, are you seeing them order less crawfish because of the prices, or are they starting to understand that, look, there is more that goes into it, and if I frankly want this crawfish, I'm just going to have to pay a little bit more, you know, to hit the spot?
I feel as though people are starting to understand it much better as, you know, we're kind of educating guests a lot more overall, not just like me or the restaurant, but overall as a community, we're educating guests a lot more. I don't know if you would say they're okay with it, but they're starting to accept the reality of it. I always tell our guests is crawfish is a big thing. You know, I understand that. But if something is more, let's say, cost effective, like using instead of a crawfish boil, you could do like a shrimp boil, like a crab boil.
Yeah. So when you're recommending other options to customers, have those options also gone up in price, right? Is crawfish the only one seeing this price surge, or is all of your seafood offerings going up?
I would say it's mainly crawfish and some blue. Even as of right now with the blue crabs, we're not nearly getting as much blue crabs as we should be getting. For example, we use Bel Air, we're usually getting about 4 to 5 boxes of blue a week. As of right now, we're probably getting 1-2 max. I personally Whoa. Can't even get a box of blue crabs. In the past month, I've only been able to procure 1 box.
Why is that?
A shortage.
Huh. So blue crab is also going through this. Do you know why they're going through it?
Similar to the weather and with crawfish.
Gosh.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Have you seen a drop in customers coming to the restaurant? Have y'all had to, you know, cease operations, anything like that because of this price surge right now? I mean, obviously profitability is taking a hit, but have you had to adjust the restaurant's operations at all?
Yes, actually. Bel Air, we had to open more hours, which is something we've actually never done before in over a decade. So now Bel Air opens at 12. We used to open way back then, pre-COVID, we opened at 3 on the weekdays. Mm-hmm. And then post-COVID, we opened at 5. Now, just to simply take care of our team to bring in more revenue, we open at 12 now.
Wow. Man, that is crazy. And has that been helping?
I would say so. And it also helps a lot of our guests as well, too, because they're a lot of time they want to come in, you know, before 5, pretty much. And they were never able to. So now a lot of them, we notice a lot of them have been coming in for lunch and they've been much happier too, because not everyone wants to come in at 5 and dinner.
Yeah, that does make sense, right? So giving them a little bit more of an option to come by and enjoy some great crawfish. You know, with the future of crawfish, right? Like many things in our economy, it just seems like once we hit a certain price point, even if the demand dies down or the supply goes up, we just stick to a certain price because we're already there. What's the long-term impacts from this current surge that you're hearing from your suppliers? Like, are we ever going to get back down to that $6.99, $5.99 a pound? Or is this kind of where we're going to be for the future?
Realistically, it'll never get down that low again, if I'm being honest. With inflation, back in 2022, inflation hit a record high of 9%. Now it's slowly weaning back down. And it's also rising costs of goods everywhere.
Yeah.
Something simple like eggs, right? We'll talk about eggs too. Eggs used to be $20, $30 for 15 dozen. And during COVID times, it hit $90 for 15 dozen. And now it's just slowly going back down. But last time I checked, which was a couple of days ago, it was 40 to 50 a case for 15.
Wow. Are you going to have to change your business model at all in the restaurant industry because of all these prices going up and specifically with crawfish?
I think as of right now, me and Chef Chong, we and the whole team too, my brother Vin, we've talked about it. And at this point, it seems like crawfish has been a loss leader for us. And I think we'll just have to bite the cost and then keep it as a loss leader. So we've never actually sold crawfish with the intent to make money on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the price of crawfish, the labor, everything involved, it's not easy. It's incredibly labor intensive and it's incredibly cost intensive too.
Mm.
So if I were really selling crawfish to make money, we would have to sell it even right now, 18.
Oh, wow. So that's crazy.
But who really wants to buy crawfish at 18?
Nobody. Yeah, that's just impossible.
I wouldn't buy it. I won't even buy it.
It's not going to happen. Do you think this is going to be an issue for the rest of this season and we hope to maybe get out of this and we get better weather throughout the year so 2025 is a little bit better? Or are there signs of it picking up a little bit for the rest of the season and maybe getting a little bit more supply?
So right now, I'm cautiously optimistic right now. The crawfish prices have gone down. A lot of my other ingredients have not gone down, unfortunately. Okay. So again, this is not including dead count at all. When I say crawfish like cost, this is solely just the amount per pound I buy from my vendor. So right now we're at $6.57 right now a pound. And that's pretty high right now too.
In your opinion, being in the industry, is there anything that could be done to combat these prices?
Unfortunately not. It's majority of these variables are out of our control completely. The weather, we can't control the weather. Labor, we can watch it, but we can't control it. We still have to make sure we take care of our team and everyone involved. Yeah. You know, our main priority when it comes to our team is making sure that when they work for us, that we can make sure they're taken care of so they don't have to worry about it and they can just focus on their craft.
Okay, Chef, before I let you go, I always like asking this to our chefs who join us. you know, when you're not at your place, where do you like to eat? Are there other crawfish spots, other types of fare that you enjoy around town?
Yeah. So when it comes to eating other places, I don't go out too much just because the restaurant life is pretty demanding. But when I do, I really like Josephine's. I really like June. Katami's great as well. Those are just some of the places I enjoy. Realistically, when I'm eating out, I try not to eat Vietnamese food too much because I get kind of tired of it.
No, that totally makes sense, man. Well, you know, hopefully we get a chance to catch a meal with you. Not crawfish, because I don't want you to lose money when we come eat with you. But it was a blast talking to you, man. Thank you so much for being so open about everything and explaining just what's happening right now with the crawfish prices.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
That was Chef Corey Nguyen. You can stop by Crawfish and Noodles in the Heights or their original location in Bel Air. So, are you eating less crawfish because of the prices? Let us know with the contact info in the show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
My brain just had a fart. Man, pre-workout was a bad idea.